Welcome to this week's episode of Inside the Huddle Podcast on 91.1 WEDM. Make sure you stay tuned in because in the next few seconds we will start nothing but Inside the Scoop action of Warren Central Sports on the sports voice of your Warren Central Warriors, 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome to another edition of the Inside the Huddle Podcast. You know, this week I have, you know, the track star, you know, the legend Justin.
What's going on, y'all?
You know.
Hey,
we got some big things coming out the camp this year. I've been talking to you before this. You know, we talk every day. So, you know, I know you got some big things planned. But before the season start, you guys are in Polar Bear right now, right?
We was in Polar Bear, technically Polar Bear before break. But now this is officially like the track conditioning. So,
you know, for the people who don't know what Polar Bear is, can you tell them what that is?
Polar Bear is usually, well, it's the distance like track. We do it over September, November, and December. And it's really just cross country people because that's usually who ends up doing distance anyway. But, yeah, we run outside. It's cold. It sucks for about 90% of it. But, you know, I got a lot of friends on the team, and it's cool, honestly. You know, obviously, if it's too cold or the conditions aren't ideal, we run inside. So, right. You know, O'Brien isn't ruthless.
Yeah, so with conditioning, you know, what are some things in conditioning that you do, you know, help you prepare for the season ahead, you know?
Well, a normal week for just go through distance, I'm not really sure what the sprint schedule is. But Monday we have long run. This week, long run was, I believe, about 7 miles, 7.5. Tuesday is some type of, like, you know, medium normal run, like 5 to 6 miles. Wednesday is kind of like a workout, but kind of like a chill workout, like a tune-up workout.
Like a, you know.
Yeah. And Thursday is recovery, and then Friday is like the big workout of the week. Like tomorrow we have 14 200s on a 2-minute cycle.
Ooh.
So that's going to be fun.
So much fun. So, you know, track season is right around the corner. What are some goals that you have, you know, personally, you know, for yourself?
Yeah. To continue the last thing, it's also expectation that we run on our own over the weekend.
Right.
Well, when I say on our own, like outside of practice, of course, we can meet up and run together or whatever. But right now we only run in one day out of the weekend, like Saturday or Sunday. But eventually, probably in like 2 weeks or so, it's going to be running both days. But some goals for me, I'll run the 4 and 8, so make the 4x4. Honestly, my ultimate goal in the 400 would be to break 50. I'm not really sure if that's in reach or not, but, you know, who knows. 800, be on the 4x8, break 2 a senior year, and qualify for state, really. Qualify and score at state would be the goal for this year's 4x8, the ultimate goal.
So, you know, for people who don't know, 4x8 is for people who run an 800.
Yes, 800 two times around the lap. It is the hardest event in track. Don't let anybody say otherwise. The only other hardest one I would say is 300-meter hurdles, but the 800 is the hardest event. It's a sprint for two straight minutes.
Yeah.
Basically going full speed.
And let me go back a little. So for the people who don't know, when he says break 50, is break 50 seconds.
Yes.
Which is, if you could break 50 seconds on a lap, you know.
Yeah. Probably be on Warren's top 25 all time 400 split.
Yeah, so breaking 50 is a huge accomplishment. But like I was saying, 4x8, obviously, it's a team thing. So what are some things you know you can do as a team or as a person to be a better leader for your 4x8 team?
Just work together. Work together, train together, practice exchanges. You know, we got a good chance. We got a good chance for at least three people to break two this year. Zach, KJ Bai, and Xavier is a sophomore. He ran 204 as a freshman, so he's going to be great. And he's, I believe, number three on the freshman 800 board all time. So he's going to be an all-time great. But that fourth spot is really up to me and Kevin Sasser to just try and get into as close to two flat as possible. And that'll be the key. And me or him is probably going to be, I'd say, the third leg, because that's usually the slowest leg, you know, which isn't an insult.
Yeah,
but,
not at all.
You know, it's more of a strategy thing.
So, you know, now let's go down a level to the 400, you know. Well, yeah, the 400, that's more of an individual, but you're also hoping to be on the 4x4.
Yeah.
So, you know, from the individual's perspective, you know, what are some things you can do in practice, outside of practice, you know, that can help you reach that goal of breaking 50?
Really work on block starts. I don't really do many block starts, but because I don't really focus on doing the open four. I'm really just focusing on being the 4x4. So, I mean, well, you would have to come out the blocks if you're first leg on 4x4. So, yeah, work on blocks, work on exchanges, and really, because the first 200 and a 400 is easy. It's the last 200 that really separates the men from the boys. So, it really just work on endurance, work on form, staying upright as you're coming around the corner, and also, you know, upper body, getting your shoulders, because shoulders help a lot in keeping your form maintained while you're tired. So, hitting in that weight room.
You know, so let's say you do go out and crack 50. You know, you might swipe the edge to two. You know, you hit both of your goals. What are things that, you know, you can help do as just you as a runner that can help the younger guys that's coming up, like, you know, the Xaviers or the incoming freshmen, you know, build them up and make them, you know.
Just do to them what, you know, my seniors, upperclassmen in the past done to me. You know, just show them the ropes, show them to do the right thing, when to do the wrong thing. You know, we play around a lot. We have a lot of good times, but for the most part, all of us know when to turn that switch and turn serious, so we don't really have to worry about that. But, you know, teach them running form, teach them when to go easy on certain days, teach them when to go hard certain days, you know, stuff like that. Try to get their pace down.
All right, and you know, that concludes my interview. Thank you for speaking with me. If you have, you know, I always give everybody an opportunity to say any final words to the listeners. So if you got anything, go ahead and spread your love all on this podcast.
Amen. Just come out, you know, support the track team. You know, honestly, if you ask me, I think if we really put in work, and if everyone really dedicates themselves, I really do think we have a good chance of winning state this year. I do think we have a really good chance, because we really don't have any weak spots. Because sure, we did get third in state last year, but as I always say, Jordan Hodge got third in state last year. He basically scored all of our points. So last year was really carried by Jordan Hodge, but this year our team is a lot more well-rounded, and basically we have no holes in any event. So it's just about taking that next step.
All right, now we pray for the success of the boys and girls track team. You know, thank you for listening. This is Inside the Huddle on 91.1 WEDM.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Huddle with me, DJ Jetty. I'm joined here with a member of the lacrosse team, Rebecca Clark, and she's just going to fill me in. I'm going to ask her a couple questions. She's going to tell me the answers. So let's start off by last season, how do you think the team did?
So last season, it was really, really good. We had a good defense. We were working a lot on our offense. This year, I think we prepped a lot for offense. We've got a couple younger players that we have really prepared for this, especially Jada Sudarth. She is a former lacrosse player's younger sister. She's doing really good. We're expecting her to hold up the offense this next up-and-coming year. But unfortunately, because our defense was so good last year, all of them were seniors, so we lost a lot of them. We do have a lot of up-and-coming players that we expect to do really great, though.
That's good. So you lost a lot of seniors last year. How has that impacted the leadership on the team?
So a lot of the leadership has been transferred from our previous captains, obviously, to our new captains, especially me and Destiny. We've got a lot of things on our plate right now. We're trying to get together. First of all, we're trying to get our newer players just to know the basics, the general stuff that they need to know. And then we're going to move on to getting into like our plays and things like that. So like losing all those players, it's really hard because like we have only so many people that have played for 4 years now. Like we've only got like three of us. And so it's like really difficult just to like have the experience that we need.
So even last year, like I heard your name come up a lot on the lacrosse team. So being a senior now, are you one of the main leaders in like keeping the group like kind of together?
So last year I did get a lot. I've got a lot of awards and stuff. And this year I think that role has gotten way bigger, especially with, you know, the loss of all these seniors that we had. I'm really, really nervous for the up-and-coming year just because, like, that leadership role has become a lot bigger. And so, like, we're just trying to fill it as best we can and, you know, try our best.
So with you gaining more influence over the team, do you like that? Do you like having that more influence or no?
Yeah, I do like it. I think that we can push it in a direction that we'd like to push it more. I think that some of the seniors last year definitely had more childish aspect. Like they didn't play club. They just weren't like super experienced and stuff like that. So like because I am trying to push our players into a more like into playing more, into like getting more experience with this, especially in off seasons and things like that. I think that we can take this. I think we can take our lacrosse team in a better direction.
So how has team bonding affected you guys, and what do you guys do to team bond?
So for team bonding, obviously we try to play club together. We had a Maxlax team. It was over in Westfield. It was just a general team that a lot of the Warren kids played on. That really helped with team bonding. We want to try and incorporate more. I had a discussion with Mr. Roberts and a couple of the other captains about like creating a team that is like all together. Like I feel like sometimes in sports there's like selections of people, like, oh, these people talk to these people, these people talk to these people. But I think if we can incorporate more team bonding, like just going to lunch or something, just doing like general stuff, we can communicate better as a team, especially on the field and off.
And like eliminate the groups that specific people talk to.
Yeah.
What are some goals that you would like to accomplish as a team this year?
This year, as a team, I think we should look to winning at least a majority of our games. Last year, we had a pretty even, like, it was, like, we lost 7, we won 8 or something. Like, it was just pretty even. So this year, I'm looking towards winning a lot more games. I think that this year, we really need to work on just building our skill and stuff, especially because we don't have a lot of older influence anymore. We got a lot of younger kids that we need to step up to the plate. And I think that we should be looking towards playing in our sectionals. Last year, we lost to the person who ended up being sectional leader, and that happened the year before that and the year before that. So I think this time we should at least look towards winning a game in sectional.
Okay. Now, what are more personal goals that you are looking forward to just like on your own?
So on my own, in the history of Warren Central Lacrosse, they have a U.S. lacrosse thing where they keep track of all the goals and all the scores that you make. My goal this year is to at least beat everybody from the year before me on number of scores, number of goals, number of shots taken. Last year I got really, really close. I think I was out by 20 or something, but it wasn't that bad. In addition, I want to make the regional team this year. I was first team for sectionals, and then I was honorable mention for regionals. And so this year I want to try and make first team for regionals. And yeah, I think that we've got a big plate ahead of me.
Does Warren get looked at by colleges for lacrosse?
Yeah, actually. Mr. Roberts have been talking about there's a college in Florida that has my major in particular that actually contacted him about it. He was very interested. It's Division II. We got a lot of coaches like just in our general area. So like a lot of Anderson, they come over, like Franklin College, they come over and talk to us. I think because we are in the Midwest, it kind of is at a disadvantage, especially since the sport's popular over on, like, you know, the east side. But we do get a lot of colleges looked at us, and there's a lot of scholarship opportunities, and I think it's a good place to go into if you're interested.
So when does lacrosse season start?
So my lacrosse season starts this February is our first game. We have Avon coming over sometimes towards in like the middle of February. We've got the Avon team coming over to scrimmage us just to start us off, and then we're going to move into our first game. I'm really, really nervous for that.
Why is that?
Because our team, we are working hard, but there's a lot of things that we need to improve on. Throwing and catching, obviously, it's one of like the first steps of lacrosse. We have a lot of girls that are just starting, so that skill is not quite developed yet, and we only got like a month to do it. So,
what matchup are you looking forward to the most?
So the matchup I'm looking forward to the most is probably us against either Brebeuf or North Central, because North Central game, that was probably one of my favorite games. It was pretty easy breezy, like. It was a lot of fun. I think this year we were going to really match up with them. But last year, the Brebeuf game, we've always had, you know, had our eyes on that win there. My freshman year, we won, and then it just alternated from there. We lost, we won, we lost, we won.
Okay, so a couple good games. Who are you not looking forward to facing?
I am not looking forward to facing Cathedral. I don't think that we are quite on the same level as them. Those kids have played since they came out the womb. And we have not played since we came out the womb.
Who won state for lacrosse last year?
So I actually don't know the answer for state, but I know that in my sectional, Evansville Memorial won. We were in the bottom tier, which kind of sucked for us because we had to drive all the way to Evansville Memorial. But and then the sectional that is in Indianapolis, I believe Cathedral won.
What has being a lacrosse member taught you, like, what life skill has being a lacrosse member taught you?
All right, so it's definitely taught me a lot of teamwork. It taught me not to be hard. Like, you shouldn't think of yourself as the best and the greatest, because there's always going to be somebody better than you. But I really think that it's just taught me to just put effort into things. So, like, sometimes I feel like things come kind of easy, so, like, it's just, like, you know, whatever. But with lacrosse, you definitely have to have a lot of effort. You got to be able to push yourself, have the drive to, like, do stuff. And I think especially, like, with the schedule that I have, like, I got work and, you know, I got my mama and I got all this stuff at home. And, like, there's just a lot going on. I think it really also helped me, like, just balance my life. I feel like it's something that I enjoy so much that I have created a priority list with it. And, like, obviously it's towards the top. But, like, I think it's really just taught me to it's just taught me to be a good, like, teammate, be a good player.
All right, well, there you have it. This was another edition of Inside the Huddle with me, DJ Juddy. I'd like to thank Rebecca for coming down, spending some time with us. Yeah.
All right, thank you.
Welcome back to another edition of Inside the Huddle. I'm Carly, sitting down with
JC Merchant
and Jackson Gray.
They are part of the Warren Central Swim Team. So, how is your guys' season going so far?
The girls' side is going pretty well. I'm actually really proud of all the girls and the success we've been having.
I feel like the boys' side is going really well. Same as what JC just said. We're having really good chemistry with one another, and towards the end of the season, we've started to really show out a lot.
So, what events are you guys participating in throughout the year?
My main events are the 2 free relay, 50 free, 100 free, and then either the 2 medley relay or the 400 free relay.
My main events are 100 breast and just any free they put me in.
So are you guys planning on going to college for swimming?
I hope so.
Honestly, I don't know yet.
So before a swim meet, what do you guys do to prepare for a meet?
Well, first off, we have practice before any meet. And whether it's away or home, we just either jam out to music on the bus, we get together, we get loud, we get hype, we're ready for our events, there's no stress, there's no anxiety, nothing's happening, we're all just ready for our races, and we go out there and show out.
On the boys' side, it's pretty hectic. I mean, we have our practice, and then we just get ready all together. We're really loud. We really just want to be ready for the meet.
Well, is there any specific song that you two listen to before a meet to hype you up?
All of me.
Yeah, the entire bus, especially in away meets, we listen to All of Me by John Legend, and it's just crazy. But me personally, with a few of the other swimmers like Riley, Marlene, Therese, we listen to like I'm a Bee by Black Eyed Peas, or me and Riley specifically listen to California Girls by Katy Perry.
So I seen on TikTok that you guys do that as a team, so... What started you guys on the trend of doing TikToks?
Really, it was probably Simon. He's pretty big on TikTok, and there was one he made where it was actually at the pool, and it was kind of crazy because it got like 4 million-something views.
He did 3 moves to Renegade and got 2.2 mil views in like 3 weeks.
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. So then that's when everybody hopped on it, and that also helps us stay hype and, you know, get ready and just be in a good mood before any race.
But our main contributor probably would be Riley. Yeah. All she does is make TikToks all day.
Crazy.
So in practices, what are some main things that you guys do to prepare yourself when it comes to big meets?
So big meets, first of all, on really big meets, so like sectionals and county, we taper. So that's when we kind of slow back on, like getting slower on practice days, and we get more rest to get more energy. And then also during the week, we do separate practices. So you'll have an IM group, you'll have a sprint group, and a distance group. So that's wherever races you're going to do for a race, that's where you are put in, and that's when you work on specifics that you need.
Same as what she said, pretty much on the boys' side. Personally, I really just do whatever my coach asks me to and just stay to myself. I want to stay in the zone, get ready for this, for a big meet coming up. I want to just keep my head in the game, and I feel like a lot of the boys do that too.
So how are your guys' records this year?
Girls' side's going pretty well. There's obviously a few opponents that, you know, seem to dominate over everyone, and we just go out and we show out all the time. We try to do our best. We try to make new PRs. We try and go. We're really this season. The girls' side's looking to break a few records, probably go to state in a few events, and so... Ultimately, I think we're doing a lot better than what we did last year, and that's just because we're all putting in the hard work.
On the boys' side, the senior boys right now, we're really trying to break a couple records. They're really trying to get the 2-free relay record broken this Tuesday. It's just a really big goal to them. And, I mean, our main contributors on that side, it's really no main contributor. Everybody works together, and it's just a really good team.
So what are some components that you guys have had a swim meet against? Who are some of the biggest ones that you guys have either looked forward to or are looking forward to?
Probably one of the biggest ones that's ever happened. We had the MIC, and that created a lot of stress for everyone, but it's always a great meet to go out and just see where you're at among the other teams and get ready for sectionals. You know, Carmel's always going to be a big school. They're always going to have... You know, there are areas where they're great at, and swimming is just one of them, where they go out and they dominate nationally, not only in the state. I don't know, one of the other big meets that always brings a lot of hype and I look forward to personally is sectionals. There's always new things to be done at sectionals, great PRs, either records broken, and it's just really hype, and it's a big meet that everybody looks forward to.
I'm really looking forward to sectionals. This is my first year ever swimming on the high school team. I'm a freshman, so I'm really looking forward to sectionals, and I feel like all the boys are too.
So with swimming, how does swimming actually really work, like meets?
Meets? So you have your lineup list of the events, and normally there's one heat of each girls' side and boys', so it'll go girls first and then boys'. Normally in short races like the 50 free and the 100 free, there will be 2 heats. So there will be a JV heat and a varsity heat. And as the meet goes, it just goes very fast, very quick, and it's just something to enjoy as you go. What you really got to pay attention to is don't miss your events, stay up where you're supposed to, be ready for your races at all times, and it actually goes very fast in a dual meet, whereas in sectionals or county or any multi-team meet, it takes a while, yeah, but it's also something you got to be ready for to compete and just go after what you want.
Personally, I don't know much about how they score swimming. All I know is that you just got to really try and go fast, just beat the other team.
So what are some personal records that you guys have for yourselves?
So I have quite a few. Personal record for me is I want to go out in my high school season and be part of every single one of the school records for the relays. So two medley, I'm already part of the 200 free relay, and then I want to this year be able to break the 400 free relay again. And then also one big thing I really want to do in my high school career is break the 50 free record, which is the oldest score on the board for the girls' side. And I'm really, really close, so I really hope to do that. And then I also want to drop a few more seconds in my 100 free and hopefully make it to state.
I'm just a freshman. I have a lot to look forward to. I don't know what records I really want to break yet. I have a few PRs and my breaststrokes. That's what I really want to get good at. Just break the personal record, break the school record for breaststroke, 100 breast.
So how long have you two both been swimming?
I've been swimming for about 7 or 8 years.
1 year.
So you swimming for 7 or 8 years, do you do any like club swimming outside or anything?
Yeah, so I do Warren Aquatics Club, which is where we went to state in last year. And it's actually a lot of fun. You do it in the summer. It's a year-round club. And that's really where you're going to get better, not only in high school season, but if you do club, that's where you're going to see improvements. You're going to see big breaks in your new events, or that's just where you're going to get better all around as a swimmer, is if you stick with it and keep in shape through club.
So I know that you guys, Jackson, have you ever played another sport?
Yeah, I've played sports my entire life. I really started out playing baseball. I played baseball for half of my life. I got pretty good at it, and I just decided I wanted to do something new. But baseball was my main sport. I played basketball, football, and all the other main sports, but I really wanted to try something new, and I'm really starting to like swimming a lot more than all the other ones.
So what made you start swimming when you were younger?
So when I was younger, I've been a soccer player since I was about 2.5. And as a young kid, you don't really have soccer training in the winter, so I needed a way to stay in shape. And so I started swimming, which is a winter sport, and I really just fell in love with the sport. And once I realized I could start being good at it, it just became its own independent sport that I did for its own reasons. So, yep.
Now with swimming, I know it's like kind of a personal, like an individual competition, and it's like a team competition. How does that truly work? Like with like, because basketball and soccer and baseball, it's like mainly a team sport. And like, how does swimming involve like being a team sport?
So as it comes into a team sport, you have your relays. That's all a team. But like, it comes into a team sport as support. Like, you need to support your swimmers out there. You need to be on the side of the pool cheering for them, telling them how they need to do, telling them to keep kicking, keep going. It's just all a whole bunch of support and individual.
And also for your individual events, based on the way it scores, so if you get first, second, or third, you're earning a certain number of points for whatever place you get. So obviously first place you'd get the most number of points, and that goes to your total team score, which in the end, the total team score is what shows who won or who lost.
Now, a day of preparation for a swim meet, knowing that you have one, like coming to school and everything, what are just a couple things that you do to prepare throughout the day and to keep your head focused in that, knowing that you're going into a meet?
Definitely keeping your health up, so like eating healthily, staying hydrated. That is the biggest thing, especially for swimmers. Like, yeah, you're in a bunch of water, but staying hydrated is going to keep you on top of your game. And also just staying pumped up, being around hyper people, just keeping a positive attitude and keeping a positive mindset throughout the day, and just be going after it once meet time starts.
Me being a religious person, I like to pray a lot of every meet day. Just like to pray every chance I can get. I really like to stay hydrated. Like JC said, every chance I can drink water, either go to the water fountain or go fill up my water bottle whenever I can.
I wish you guys luck in your the best of luck in your guys' season moving on. Is there any last words that you both would like to say?
If you get a chance to try swimming, please do it. Definitely, it comes in handy in many, many things. It'll keep you athletic. Definitely, it will keep you in great shape. It'll also help you in any of your other sports. Even though it's not something you do daily, it is still will keep you in great shape. And it's also very fun, great team bonding. We're like a family. So, yeah, if you get the chance to ever try swimming, it may look hard, but it'll definitely come in handy later.
Just like to say, go Warren Swimming.
That is it for the I Inside the Huddle podcast. Stay tuned in for the next one next week.
1.1 WEDM. It is me, Xavier, back with another segment of Inside the Huddle. And today I have a very special guest with me. Introduce yourself.
Taylor Thomas.
Yes, sir. Taylor Thomas is a senior, runs track for the great Warren Central Girls Track Program. What event do you run?
I run the 800.
800. And with the season almost here, when's the official start time for the season?
The official start for indoor season is February 14th.
February 14th. How did indoor season go last year?
I feel like we kind of fell short last year. I mean, we did win indoor state. I know at that state meet, we had a lot of difficulties, especially on that 4x4. But we ended up on top. So I think indoor season overall, it went pretty well.
And who was on that 4x4 team? You were on 4x4?
It was Zoe, Mykeisha Covington, Zoe, Sierra, Miracle, and then Mykeisha Covington.
Okay. You think they'll hold up this year? Because they'll sound like a lot of juniors. Or last year they would have been juniors, so they're seniors now?
Yeah. I think this year we have a great 4x4, especially with Tally coming back. I know our biggest competition in that 4x4 is definitely North Central and HSC, but we can hold them off easily.
Yeah. And how do you think the season is going to go this year for indoor state? Just indoor in general, because a lot of really, I would say you guys got a lot of solid athletes almost every year, and a couple of them went away to school or whatever they're doing now. So how do you think it's going to hold up from the current seniors and stuff like that?
I think, well, this year we have a lot of seniors and a lot of seasoned athletes, so like me, Zoe, Sierra, and Kasia. So I think we have a strong backbone, especially going into indoor season, because I know indoor is really not as competitive as outdoor. A lot of people look forward to, like, outdoor meet, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
But this year I think we have, especially coming off of a win from last year, I think we have, like, a good, like, we're a step ahead of everybody else.
Yeah, good little foundation to build off of.
Mm-hmm.
And what event are you running?
Yeah, this year I'm going to run the 8, probably be alternate on that 4x4, and then probably run that 4x8 too.
Okay, and you ran, you ran all those events last year as well?
Mm-hmm.
How do you think you'll hold up this season?
This year, I know last year, it didn't, at least regionals, it didn't end how I wanted. I ended up like 5th or something at regionals.
Yeah.
So this year, I'm really just trying to focus on the 8 and just get to state this year, because I know that with my times and stuff, I know it's going to take a lot of work, but I think I can make it to state.
And who's on the 4x8 roster?
It'll probably be me, Asha.
She's a freshman, right?
Yeah, she's a freshman. Tierra Ward. Some other freshmen that we have a lot of freshman talent coming in, especially in the 800 group, as well as some distance runners, Rihanna Wilkerson, Zoe Fisher, girls like that.
Those are the distance runners that also run in the 800, 4x8?
Mm-hmm. Oh, some of them will, yeah.
Okay. Who do you think is going to be that first lineup for the 4x8? Like, not or besides alternate?
It'll probably be me, Tierra, Asha, and Rihanna Wilkerson, more than likely.
Okay. And season almost coming underway. How long have you guys been training now?
We've been training since, I want to say, I came like around November.
Okay. You're a step ahead of everybody else.
I'm pretty guessing. Much.
Yeah. Any younger students you think, or student athletes you think that's going to surprise a lot of people this year?
I definitely think Tierra Ward is going to surprise a lot of people, especially running with her. She's only a sophomore, but coming from training with her my junior year and her being a freshman, she's definitely a step ahead of the other girls, especially like going into sectionals and stuff like that. Asha as well, they're both the 800 girls. We've got a couple sprinters that could be really good too. Some hurdlers, Maya, she's definitely, you know, she hurt her last year, but this year she's definitely putting in work along with Zoe and other people like that.
Yeah, I remember Asha, she had a really good cross-country season, you know, for this being her first year out. So I knew as soon as I saw some of those times that she was running and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I can only imagine what's going to happen this year. I'm surprised she's running the 8. I wouldn't have expected that. I would have thought she was like 1600 runner. Or
I think she might as well. Sierra Espinosa, she's definitely on that 4x8,
yeah,
hands down, especially after her cross-country season.
She's also a freshman?
Yeah.
Dang. So that's like,
we got a lot of freshmen coming in that probably by their senior year, they're definitely going to have a state championship.
What's your 800 time?
Mine is 226.
What do you want to get that to?
Well, for indoor, I'm trying to get like 220 maybe. 20. I know that state standard is like 214 maybe. So I'm sure by like the middle of outdoor season, I can get it up there.
You think you have a good run this year in state, or you can make that state run that you wanted to have?
I definitely think I can make it to state. It's just, I feel like last year I was more like in my head and I didn't think that I, you know, could do it. And then I look back like, dang, if I would have just done this or worked a little harder here, like I could easily make it to state. And this year, like I have a coach that actually like knows what she's doing, and I have coaches that like will train me for things I need to work on. So
it's been a coaching switch since last year?
Not necessarily. I mean, we do have some new coaches, but Coach Smith, she's always, you know, one of the best. I think she's one of the best in the state. You know, she does what she needs to do, and the workouts that she gives and the critiques that she gives is definitely something that you can see the progress.
Yeah, for sure. What are the meets in general, indoor and outdoor, that you're really looking forward to this year?
Most likely indoor mic, because you know you see all the schools in your conference.
Yeah.
Really all your relays are in indoor mic. Indoor state, obviously. We have some meets that we were running unattached, like for the Warren Girls Track Club. You said outdoor?
Yeah.
Outdoor, I'm definitely looking forward to, you know, seeing North Central at County, mic at BD this year. Sectionals and regionals, it's a little different this year. We're going to Shelbyville and then we'll head to Franklin Community, so we'll see some new faces. But I think all the meets are pretty exciting, even dual meets.
Yeah, the last couple of sectionals have been at Warren, right?
At Shelbyville.
Oh, what was that, Warren?
The boys.
Was that, oh, okay.
Yeah, boys were at Warren for sectionals and regionals, and then Mick was at Warren.
Okay. Going back to, I think you said indoor mic was something that you're looking forward to. Any specific runners from other schools or any specific schools that you think kind of, I'm trying to figure out what I'm trying to say. Any specific schools that you think is a little more competition than the others?
Well, in our conference, definitely North Central. I know for me that 4x8, North Central wasn't really a big deal. It's more Carmel, Ellen, schools like that.
Yeah.
I think sprinting wise, that 4x4, definitely North Central, definitely Pike maybe.
Mm-hmm.
But I really don't think that indoor mic is something that we need to be really concerned about, because we have such a strong team. Like once Tally comes back, like we've got such a solid team that we've got basically everybody in every event.
Yeah. Is she injured, or are you just talking about coming back from basketball?
Coming back from basketball, yeah.
Okay. And outdoor-wise, any schools you think have your number or be some competition coming around that sectionals time?
Definitely Franklin. Well, for me at least, Franklin Central, New Pal, they're always good in their foray and their distance-wise or mid-distance. I don't really think that we have a problem like sprinting-wise, just because like, mainly, well, the past couple years, sectionals has really been like a distance, like qualifying mid distance. Like, okay, we need our 4x8 up there. We need our 800 runners up there. Yeah. So,
so you've been running since freshman year, right?
Yeah.
Out of these three years coming up on your fourth year, what do you think you've learned overall as a runner?
I think I've learned a lot of self-discipline and just knowing that, okay, I have to be committed. I have to come to practice every day if I want to get better, because it's going to hurt, but you have to train. You have to just get in that mindset of, okay, like, I got a hard practice today. I need to get through it, because if I can't get through this, I won't be able to run.
Yeah, so it's like just a little story. I remember, I'm pretty sure, our freshman year when you first told me you wanted to do track, and then I think it's crazy how you had a pretty good freshman year, right? Yeah, mm-hmm. I remember you had a really nice freshman year, and then coming off that and then just seeing – how just overall in time, I've seen like you, a couple of the track girls, I want to say, and that was your first year running. I know track is one of those things where it's like some of these kids started.
You got to start like when you're like 5 years old.
Yeah, some of these kids been running since they was in the sixth grade and stuff, running at Raymond Park, Crescent and stuff. But yeah, I think it's really good that even though you probably got that little later start than most kids, you know, it still turns out that you're still one of the top dogs on the team, person that the younger girls can look up to and stuff like that. But just want to share that real fast.
Thank you,
Taylor.
Thank you, Thomas.
Senior, 800, 4x8, alternate on the 4x4.
Yep.
Be sure to check her out this year. She's got something to prove. Wasn't happy with how the season ended last year, but best believe she's going to come back stronger this year. And that's been another segment of Warren's World with me, Xavier Taylor. See you next week.
Thank you for listening to another episode of Inside the Huddle. Make sure to tune in next week for the next episode only on 91.1 WEDM.